know all. I know played it wrong. Ain't got no home. I know plays it wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with community event information and money-saving tips. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or 855-487-3224. You can check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Reach counselors say today's market conditions are in your favor. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. You know you want it. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're ready to move towards home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Coming up on today's show, Vince Larkin joins us with the legal side of fair housing. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He's so good he can pick oranges from an apple tree and make the best tasting lemonade you've ever tasted. That's great. After that, the news, of course, the Reach Executive Director Pat Tracy joins us in studio with the latest real estate trends and first-time home buyer information. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then, okay, and then our house segment treats you with Decks of Holly. You're about 35 minutes away from that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Alan, for the first time, I am ill-prepared. Nobody told me this was a black tie event. Ladies and gentlemen, our housing jefe is wearing a tuxedo and a black tie, and we are all severely underdressed. You look mighty dapper.
Woohoo! Well, it's one of those occasion days.
You look like an after six ad.
Maybe it's a Dos Equis thing. I don't know.
Okay. All right. We go from the most interesting man to the world in the world to the news guy. Here we go. In an effort to increase awareness of making homes affordable programs, free resources and assistance available to homeowners, the Department of the Treasury and Housing and Urban Development are doing a big ad blitz. Now, those of you who listen to the show already know about this, and now they're trying to inform everybody else. In the coming months, banks, mortgage lenders, consumer advocates, and policy wonks will be slicing and dicing the latest Home Mortgage Disclosure Act data. We'll tell you how, if at all, that affects you. Sales of new homes surged in August, led by a wave of buying in the West and the Northeast of the United States. The Commerce Department said last Wednesday that new home sales went up 18%. Areas on the outskirts of cities, along the outer edges of the suburbs, known as the exurbs, were some of the hardest hit during the housing crisis. Now, they may be the best places to buy. And speaking of buying, Broward County home prices increased in August, but sales declined. Mixed bag that we might get used to, according to analysts. In Palm Beach County, the median price dropped 2% from a year ago. The median price dropped 2% from a year ago. So this might be a good time to look into buying. And the criminalization of homelessness continues in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, as they approve two more ordinances that make it illegal for homeless people to be, well, homeless.
Homeless.
Yeah. Details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour during the real full-length newscast.
Oh, looking forward to that. All right. When we return, Vince Larkins joins us with the latest information about fair housing practices and how you may recognize applied discrimination. Vince is so tough, he built the hospital that he was born in. You got to watch out for him. He's on the ball. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Got no home. I know played it wrong. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, with an extraordinary message just for you. If you are a first-time homebuyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you know, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance and also receive big discounts from the banks. The E in REACH stands for education. That's why REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop for your training. Our trained experts will teach you how to deal with any negative credit issues, helping you get back on a sound credit track. And you know you need that in order to qualify for a lot of the housing. So we'll help you get that straightened right out. REACH also offers free foreclosure and modification counseling. Now, did you get that? Free. There is no charge for our foreclosure counseling. And we also have FHA back-to-work counseling on an individual basis and many other mortgage products, most at no cost to you. Call REACH today, the toll-free number, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Get yourself hooked up and call the good folks at REACH right now. Toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. It's the same number, just one with a little acronym in there. And don't forget to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out, or you'll reach out and you won't miss out. So Vince Larkin is supposed to be joining us. He's a little late on the phone today, but you know what? He's the president of and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. They are a full-service community-based agency watching out for your best interest in the fair housing community. Vince Larkin has been around for a while and knows what he's talking about. Like we said earlier, he's a tough guy. He's so tough, he built the hospital he was born in. That's pretty amazing. And since he's not with us, we know exactly what he's going to talk about because we have it all written out here. That makes it easy for us. And Fair Housing Center takes care of all the folks who feel they have been discriminated against. And how do you know when you've been discriminated against? Well, that's simple. Vince has explained this to us before. Sometimes when you walk into the center or an apartment building, you're looking to rent in there, and maybe the people won't show up. Maybe they just won't. They'll say that the people that are renting aren't around right now. Rick, you have some information about that, too, right?
I was going to ask you, Alan, what exactly is fair housing?
Well, Vince would know exactly what year that they started that. I believe it was in the 80s. To help to stop discrimination. You know, some people want to design a community the way they want it, and that just doesn't really fit the way the law wants it.
So the Fair Housing Center, if you have a fair housing question or problem, your Fair Housing Center with Vince Larkin is going to handle any complaints of this type, correct?
That's right. And their number is 877-910-FAIR. 877-910-FAIR, or you can go to their website, fairhousingflorida.com, and check that out.
Yes. What housing is covered? I mean, if you own your own home, that's not going to be a problem, but I would guess rentals, or even when you're going to buy a home, there's got to be some fair housing situations that come up.
Yeah, usually it's an office situation where you go into the office and you're looking to get an apartment, or sometimes the sales office at a housing tract or something like that would have someone in there. And, you know, if they're stalling on you and they're playing games, as it were, here's a good tip. Don't say anything at the time you think you're being discriminated against. You could start problems for yourself.
In other words, if somebody says the house is rented and you know it's not, or it's no longer available, but you know somehow that maybe it is, you don't want to mess around. Especially, you can almost sense discrimination coming out.
Exactly. And you don't want to confront the person right there on the spot, because that could cause other problems. You could get into an argument, and words lead to fists, and fists lead to handcuffs, and handcuffs leads to jail. You don't want to do that.
No, yeah, it comes in different forms, too, because as you recall, last time Vince was here, he was telling us about a case that they're handling that was a woman who was trying to rent an apartment. And in order to fill out the application, she had to supply her children's grades from school.
Report cards
from school.
Right.
So they thought they could actually deny someone an apartment because their kids' grades weren't high enough.
That's a big red flag.
Well, yeah, but it's not just racial. There's all kinds of discrimination that's just not legal.
It would seem any time that you perhaps approach a rental community or a home to buy and there are sudden roadblocks in the way. It shouldn't be any roadblocks.
That's
you should be able to walk in, say, I want to rent this, sign the lease, pay the money, and you're in. So if there's delays, any kind of roadblock that comes up, take a look at discrimination.
But do you know where they are allowed to discriminate?
No.
You didn't think that was possible, right?
55 plus?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Age is the only thing that they can discriminate against. Man, I wonder who got that passed through the laws, right?
Old people who vote.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's a different kind of a discrimination. It doesn't really fall into the race or color or anything like that. Mm. These are older people that are retired, and they just want to relax. And I'm sure they don't want to have 100 kids running around And so they allow that particular type of – I don't even think we should call that discrimination, because it's just an age thing. So if you need to – if you feel that you've been discriminated against, again, like Rick said earlier, if you go to an apartment and you want to rent it, you know it's empty, and they say, oh, no, we're all full, well, then don't say anything. Document who you were talking with. Make sure you get their name and who it is. And then call Vince at Larkin at the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches. Their number, 877-910-FAIR. 877-910-FAIR if you feel you've been discriminated against.
How about a website, Alan?
Oh, a website. That is www.fairhousingflorida.com. And you can check out some of the cases that they're working on. And I know he's diligent. He's tough. We weren't just making a joke at the beginning when we said that. He's a tough guy. He doesn't let anything slide by. He stays on top of it. And he's helped us out plenty of times here to get the word out. And I believe a couple of callers from our show have called him before and said, hey, we have a problem.
I believe on the website also you'll find a lot of information in terms of what to look for if you feel you've been discriminated against, and you can find out how to file a complaint.
That's right. It's on the website.
On the website.
That's right. And I was just going to ask, how do you file a complaint? Yeah, well, you call Vince.
Let them handle it. And again, this, I'm guessing, is a free service. This is a nonprofit, Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches, and they do this to overcome the discrimination that you may run into.
Right. And he, like we said, he stays on top of it pretty darn good. Yep. He doesn't let it. And you know what, folks? We shouldn't be playing these kind of games in today's day and age. I mean, the Civil Rights Act was, 1964? Mm. And we're still playing with it 50 years later or something like that? That's crazy. Well, if you think that you've been discriminated against, again, the most important thing is get the name of the person you're speaking with.
And don't confront them.
Exactly, and don't confront them. You want to learn more about the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches, log onto their website again at www.fairhousingflorida.com or call Vince at 877-910-FAIR. And that's how you get a hold of him. Well, when we return, we have a few more facts about fair housing that may interest you. And just remember, Vince is a sharp guy. Matter of fact, he's so sharp, he can start a fire by rubbing two ice cubes together. I believe that's a fact.
Ain't got no home, I know blaze wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers.
contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heffy, having fun with housing discrimination. I don't know how you have fun with housing discrimination, but we're going to give a whack at it anyway, you know. This is a terrible thing to be happening in today's society, and we don't need that kind of division in this country.
But it does happen. It happens frequently, and you have to be aware of it. You have to know pretty much the rules. If there are any roadblocks thrown in your way, any stalls thrown in the way, this is the time to take some action.
Right. And again, like we can't say it enough. I mean, what are we got, stupid people out there in the world? I mean, what's the big deal? We're all people. Steve, you got something?
Well, here's the thing. It is still happening, sadly. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, the latest Home Mortgage Disclosure Act data came out, and they found that blacks and Hispanics were turned down for more home loans last year than at nearly three times the rate of white borrowers, according to the Federal Reserve's paper that was released on Monday. While that's high, the denial rate to minorities, which is a major point of contention, did improve slightly from 2012. Blacks and Hispanics and other minorities are disproportionately getting FHA, VA, or rural housing loans. Those are traditionally grouped under government loans, as opposed to conventional loans. Those are the ones that come from Fannie and Freddie and so forth. In 2013, roughly 70% of black borrowers and 63% of Hispanics took out FHA or VA loans, compared with only 35% of whites and 16% of Asians. It's interesting that they break this down by race, because it does show a trend. It doesn't say anything about these individual cases being discriminatory, but it does show a trend. One really interesting thing is that 7.5% of high-income borrowers went the FHA route.
So, well, the government,
people in the 1% are also getting subsidized.
Right, but not discriminated.
Not discriminated. So, you know, it does exist. It's sad that it does exist, and sometimes it's very, very sneaky. You know, if you have even the slightest inkling that maybe something's not right here, just call Vince or go to their website, because they're there to help you.
I have that number. It's
Tell
us. It's 877-910-FAIR. Really, if you feel that you've been discriminated against in any form or any way, the smallest hint of discrimination is okay. Call Vince and let him know about it. Check out their website at www.fairhousingflorida.com.
Rick? How does one help fight housing discrimination?
Well, I would say a size 8 glove.
If that doesn't work, Alan, I think the place to go is the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. They're experienced. They know how to work their way through the system, and they want to help you and fight discrimination all the way.
Yep. And listen to this, property owners, you guys that are doing this kind of thing. Vince's team goes out and does spot checks.
Oh, that's right.
So you never know when it may be a spot check that you're fooling around with. You know, I don't understand why people would do that, but be aware. He's out there, and he keeps an eye on the discrimination market.
Fair Housing Center of the greater Palm Beaches.
That's what they call it. I hope he's having a great day at the beach today.
I doubt it.
We love him. Hey, listen, Vince, we know you're out there, and you must be stuck or something like that, but We want to do your job for you, because we know how important this is. We can't live in a community that's divided by race, color, creed, or anything like that. We're all people living here on the planet, and we only go through this thing one time, so why mess it up?
You know? Fairhousingflorida.com. The phone number again. Can I do this, Alan?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, good. 877-910-FAIR. 877-910-FAIR. Call Vince Larkin. He will help you fight discrimination.
Well, that sounds fair.
I have nothing to say.
You know, we could go on forever about this, but the most important thing is don't let people walk all over you. You don't have to. Not today. We have too many laws in place, and the community really just doesn't stand for it. And there's no reason that you should or that you have to. If you feel that you've been discriminated against, just pick up the phone and call. You know the number, and Vince will get right on it. And he does, too. He will not play games. He's a straightforward, straight-shooting guy, and that's the way he does it.
Also, if you have rental property, if you are the landlord or if you are somebody who is selling a home and you have some questions about the laws pertaining to this, you know, not everybody's an expert on what's correct and what isn't. We're beating up on landlords, but, you know, there are people who just don't know what the rules are. They can help you with this, too, when you call 877-910-FAIR.
That's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I believe they should call. That's preventative maintenance.
Absolutely.
Is what that is.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, you know this, REACH has a class that explains all the fair housing details to people that are planning on buying a home or renting. So you could call REACH at 855-48-REACH and ask them about their fair housing information class. And we'll teach you all the facts. That way you'll know exactly what to look for when you're going in to either rent an apartment or buy a townhome or anything in that deal. And 855-48-REACH is that number. We also have a few other classes. We have a first-time homebuyer class coming up. I believe that's October the 11th. Does that sound right?
I think it's November 2nd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We filled up on that one, and we've moved to November the 2nd. You see, folks, if you don't call in ahead of time and get a reservation for that class, you will miss out. So don't miss out. Reach out. We say that all the time. 855-48-REACH is the number, 855-487-3224, and sign up for their housing discrimination workshop or their first-time homebuyer workshop. We also have a workshop coming up on October the 15th. That's a Wednesday. It's the Wells Fargo Foreclosure Prevention Workshop. So if you are a Wells Fargo customer, you might want to check that out. And also October the 18th, which is a Saturday, we have the Aquin Foreclosure Event for Broward and Palm Beach County. So if you are in a foreclosure mess, I guess, then certainly call the good folks at REACH, 855-48-REACH, and they will help you out as far as that's concerned. So, and as we said earlier, just in case you missed it, if you do feel like you're being discriminated against, do not confront the people that are discriminating. Get their name. Have a cell phone? Take their picture. If you have a cell phone, turn it on and record. That would be even better. That would be the evidentiary things. So, we're about to launch the second half of the REACH Radio Show. Directly after the news, Executive Director of REACH, Pat Tracy, joins us with a closer look at the real world of real estate. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. After that, our house segment will treat your deck to a sealed lunch. We have some great deck tips, even if you don't have a deck. And then George Kester joins us with a special report about charity in the good old USA. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, with some good sense, innocence, and crippling mankind, it's REACH Radio's news at the bottom of the hour with our peppermint-flavored, effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
In an effort to increase awareness of the Making Home Affordable program's free resources and assistance for struggling homeowners, the U.S. Department of the Treasury, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD, and the Advertising Council launched a new series of public service advertisements as part of their Foreclosure Prevention Assistance Program. Now, longtime listeners to this program probably know all about Making Home Affordable because we talk about it almost every week. The program offers a range of solutions, including lower monthly mortgage payments for struggling homeowners, as well as options for unemployed or underemployed homeowners and those who owe more than their homes are worth. To date, MHA has helped more than 1.5 million families nationwide. This latest phase of the campaign aims to reach struggling homeowners who may be current on payments but are, as a result of some hardship, juggling expenses to make ends meet. Many of these homeowners may be unaware that MHA has expanded its options and may have a solution available to address your particular financial situation. Nearly one in 17 homeowners has fallen behind on his or her mortgage, underscoring the continued need for the MHA, which was recently extended through December 31st of 2016. U.S. sales of new homes surged in August, led by a wave of buying in the West and in the Northeast. The Commerce Department said Wednesday that new home sales climbed 18% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 504,000. The report also revised up from July sales of 427,000. Newly constructed homes sold at the fastest clip since May of 2008. That's a sign that the real estate market might improve after the rebound from the housing bust stalled during the past year because of sluggish wage growth and rising prices. Areas on the outskirts of cities, along the outer edges of the suburbs, what they're calling exurbs, were some of the hardest hit during the housing crisis. But the exurbs are gradually recovering now, even though many years ahead of what economists had predicted. It all comes down to the decrease in home affordability. Homebuyers in search of lower prices are taking their searches further afield. In general, U.S. home prices have risen by about 23% since 2009, but home prices on the outskirts of town have remained relatively low. Buyers who face skyrocketing rents and higher home prices near city centers are starting to consider the exurbs as more serious places to save money on housing. Broward County home prices increased in August, but state sales declined. That's a mixed bag that we might as well get used to, according to some analysts. In Palm Beach County, for instance, the median price of $270,000 actually went down 2% from a year ago. That's the first decline in 27 months, but there were 1,500 sales, 16% higher than in August of 2013. Market followers insist that this is not the start of another housing freefall bubble. Rather, it's just a necessary slowdown to prevent future bubbles. Attractive property prices, attractively priced homes, rather, remain in very high demand, and listings in some areas are pretty scarce. But buyers generally don't feel the same urgency, and properties are sitting on the market a little bit longer than they did a year ago, according to many agents. And the criminalization of homelessness continues in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, as they approve two more ordinances that make it illegal for homeless people to not have a home. Fort Lauderdale has passed anti-camping, anti-solicitation laws that make it illegal for homeless people to sleep on public property, and they're also banning soliciting for money at busy intersections. Now, this isn't the first time Fort Lauderdale has acted this way. Earlier this year, the city approved two measures to sweep its streets clean of the needy. One allows authorities to confiscate homeless people's belongings, while another fines them for using the bathroom in public, even though most businesses with bathrooms won't let people in. Now, city officials hope the anti-solicitation law will put an end to begging, even charity boxes like the Salvation Army's Red Kettles. Those will also be prohibited under this new law. Those who violate the laws will face a $500 fine or up to 60 days in jail or both. My question is, how does a homeless person come up with a $500 fine? Some people don't have their brains engaged.
Steve, you know? only you would think about that. Don't you? They let them do it on payments. Oh, Lordy. All right, our next guest is no stranger to Reach Radio. She's the brains of the outfit, the head prosecutor, the leader of the band on the run, chief cook and bottle washer, executive director of Reach. It's Pat Tracy. Pat, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Alan. You certainly are dressed up, as I heard Steve say earlier.
Well, I had an earlier function, and it was a black tie event. Well, so
you're still wearing last night's clothes, I know. Okay.
I told you not to say that. It was a long event.
Yes, yes. Well, Alan, I did want to tell you a little bit about what we did last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a function with Wells Fargo. We saw 31 clients. At the time, and we had two on-the-spot modifications.
Right there.
Right there on the spot. One lady saved $250 off of her payment. One dropped her interest rate by a quarter and saved $40 and became current. So those were very exciting. We have others that we hope to hear about this week because they were just looking at the home values.
Which program did they use for that?
Well, that's a modification. Wells modification program, depending on the loan type. So these were both FHA loans, and they were both modified on the spot.
So when other people tell you, oh, this is going to take 2 or 3 weeks to get all this done, not so.
They were wonderful. I'll tell you what, Wells Fargo had coffee, cookies for the people, water as we waited. It was more of a comfortable time, everyone said, as they went through it, and I think everyone was extremely pleased. Especially us in Wells Fargo. But on the back of that, I heard you mention a bet, but we are having these Saturdays coming up to help our community. So from 9 to 4 on Saturday the 11th, we're having an event in Fort Pierce. Mm-hmm. On the 18th of October, we're having an event in Broward. And on the 25th of October, we're having an event in Lake Worth. So all of those are Saturdays. They're all to help you not have to miss work. And Wells Fargo is putting on another event on the 15th of October in Miami. So we're covering Fort Pierce, Broward, Lake Worth, and Miami. That one in Wells Fargo is going to be on a Wednesday. So we're looking for a good turnout. And again, decisions made on site. So that's very exciting to us. We're having another Miami event November 8th with Aquin. So we have a big, a lot of things going on over the next few weeks.
A lot of Saturdays. So I'll be expecting a phone call live from the event so that we can put you on during the show. Folks, these events happen. We put them on. We make them happen. And here's the important part. Results. We produce results. And you just heard Pat say it. People had a loan modification right there on site during the event. No long waiting periods, no long lines. Here's the best way. You want to find out where the events are? Call Reach. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. And you can take a look at all the events that we have coming up.
And you can register for the events on the website if you like.
That's right.
So also, Steve was correct, November 2nd is our next first-time homebuyer class. And as we did with this function, we have our counselors in Creole, Spanish, and English. We do 3 classes every time we have the first-time homebuyer class in all 3 languages. The lady who received her $250 reduction was Creole. Mm. She waited for our Creole counselor. And
That would be Renee, right?
Renee was there.
She's sharp, isn't she?
Yes, yes. So they were very excited. And on our Facebook, we have put around, so we offer that you go in and like our Facebook. We have put the picture of the lady and Renee there.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't let anything slip by her either. She's pretty sharp when it comes to that. Hey, Renee, how you doing? Well, I know she's listening. She always does.
Well, she is, and she's actually in the office working on a new program we have. So if you are underemployed or unemployed, the state has funds to help you. And so we would offer that if you're in either one of those conditions, underemployed, meaning you're not making what you used to make, or unemployed, to call us and see if we cannot get state funding for you. So we have a new program that will offer that to help make your house payment for a year or help bring you current or both.
Wow. There's a workshop for that, I know. I remember reading about
it. It's a secret, Alan. They have to call in and find out.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. And you know the number, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Give us a call and we'll get you set up in these classes. There's no reason why you should have to struggle through your life worrying about, are they going to take my house or can I make my payments? There are too many government programs out there that will help you through that. And REACH, being an approved HUD counseling agency, would be the place to go. And we are your direct link to accomplish that.
Right. Now, also coming up, I'm going to be in Chicago next weekend because Home for USA is having a leadership conference. And I will be participating in that, and then they will be having one in Miami. So it's going to be exciting, the things coming up.
Absolutely. And again, like we said earlier, we have a full complement of workshops and courses that help you stay in your home, maintain your home, and the hardest hit program. That will give you, that could cut your balance in half, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can.
Depending
on the circumstance. We did have a lady that was at the Wells Fargo event who just prior to that had $250,000 taken off of her loan, totally forgiven. So,
$250,000.
Mm-hmm.
My house is only worth $200,000. Could I get $50,000 back?
No, Alan, doesn't work that way.
Darn it all. Well, we try. That's all we can do. Again, the number for REACH, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Same number, just a different way to dial it, that's all. So, Pat, what's coming up on the immediate horizon?
Well, these were all functions that are coming up on the immediate horizon. And then as
I meant like later this afternoon.
Later this afternoon? Lots of work, Alan. We're heading to Miami to work on some of our properties. Jack is out today checking about three properties we just received so we can get them repaired. One is in Pembroke Pines. One is in North Lauderdale. One is in Century Village. And he was checking out one in Riviera Beach. So those properties are coming up. You'll be listing them on the House of the Week as soon as we get them ready for occupancy.
Perfect. You know, I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday, and he says, we're up in Palm Beach. He says, you don't have any houses down in Fort Lauderdale, do you? I said, oh, of course we do. We have houses from Miami to Fort Pierce, and they can become your house if you connect up with REACH, go through the suggested courses that we have, and we'll put you on the course to home ownership. That's our mission. That's what we do.
Exactly, Alan. Mm-hmm. So we're out Saturday working on that, and Jack and I will be working in Miami next week. As you know, we've quietly opened a Kindle office. We hope to have the grand opening. We have scheduled the grand opening for the 16th of October. So we will be there. It'll be just after the Wells Fargo function on the 15th, and then do an actual grand opening of that office.
And that's in Kendall, right?
That's in Kendall.
All mm-hmm. right. Not hard to get to. And you know what? You can still dial 8548-REACH and get to that office as well.
Yes, you can. Yes,
right,
you
right,
can.
Right. All right. Let's jump on to our house. I mean, to the REACH Spotlight Home. And then we'll come back to Pat and George Kester standing by. We have some special things coming. But now, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by, guess who? Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Please don't call her right now. She's sitting in the studio and it won't work. Okay? Now, this property is located at 431 Executive Center Drive in West Palm Beach. It's a first-floor condo unit located in West Palm Beach, like we said. It's just a couple of miles south of Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, about two blocks east of I-95 in the Clear Lake Palms development. This property is in immaculate condition. It's two bedrooms, two full bathrooms, and it's perfect for independent living. It has new wood floors throughout. It's freshly painted. It has new bath cabinets and lights. It's located in a quiet, convenient community with a pool, clubhouse, tennis courts, and of course we take the conventional financing or cash, and that'll move you right in. And like we always say, you could check this property out on Google Maps, and you'll need the address. It's 431 Executive Center Drive in Palm Beach, Florida, and Google likes that zip code, so it's 33401. It's, again, a two-bedroom, two-bath condo unit. It's on the first floor, so if you're staircase challenged, then that might be just the place for you. And it's in a great community, and again, it's condo living, and it may be just what you're looking for. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. And like I said, don't call her right now. She's in the studio and the phone's on silent, so it won't work, okay? All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. So we'd like to send a hat tip out. Believe it or not, Pat, I wrote this just a couple of nights ago. We'd like to send a hat tip out to Jack Tracy. He is the hardest working man in the real estate business today. He's the guy that gets things done around the REACH compound. And also a special fedora hat tip to Mr. Get Into College Free Harvey Ratner. He's also listening to the show, and a hat tip to him. So thanks for listening to us on the iHeartRadio, guys. We appreciate that. You could also visit the show website at www.com. reachradioshow.com. Check out our home of the week and listen to past shows. Once again, thanks a lot.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Now, there's no secret to deck maintenance. You repair the deck, you clean it, you protect it. But learning the tricks the pros use can make the job go a lot faster and the results would last a lot longer. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, knows what your deck needs, and he's here to fill in the cracks and fix the broken boards.
Yes, I am. Be prepared. This is not easy work, but if you're handy, you should be able to go right through it. Over the years, you look at the deck every day, you use it every day, and sometimes the kids and pets take a toll on your backyard deck. When the damage in appearance gets bad enough, you might want to think about tearing it down and starting over, but that's expensive, and they can be repaired. Don't do that right away. Go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's, or your friendly hardware store in the neighborhood. Your deck may be in better shape than you think. The weather here is tough on decks, but most decks fall victim to neglect. Mm-hmm. You need to regularly maintain the deck, and they will last at least 8 to 10 years. If you're going to fix it up, take all the furniture off.
Obviously.
Everything.
Yeah, yep. We do that first.
Sand splintered areas with a pole sander and 80 grit paper. Repair or replace damaged boards. Make sure to drive in any pop nails first. Watch out for those. Or even better, replace them with deck screws. These will hold a lot longer than the nails. Sweep off all the loose debris. Clean between the cracks of the boards with a putty knife. This is something that probably doesn't get done by the do-it-yourselfers every time. Get your putty knife, get the cracks between the boards clean. Here's a step you also have to think about. You have plants surrounding the deck. Wet them down. Cover them with clear plastic sheeting. If you're using chemicals on the deck, the plants could get damaged or spotted in this procedure. Now, some cleaners require the surface to be damp before applying. Others require the surface to be dry. Consult the product label. Look it over. For concentrated cleaners, follow the manufacturer's directions.
You know, another good thing, too, when you're doing deck repair and anything like that, wear gloves.
Good thinking, Alan.
It's just a splintered thought.
And a very wise one, too. Are you getting ready to paint? Use the roller with an extension handle, a garden sprayer, or a stiff bristled push broom to apply the cleaner to the entire deck. Don't allow the cleaner to puddle in any area. You'll get stains, etc. Do it neatly. Speed up the process by having one person apply the cleaner and another person back roll the deck. Back rolling is a process in which one person uses a roller or broom to spread any puddles. You don't want the puddles of the cleaner on
the
deck.
You don't want to use it on their back.
Not this time.
What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
I guess that's a follow. You follow up behind the person that's working.
Okay. Back rolling process where one person uses a roller or broom and spreads out the puddles.
Good.
You have to keep the deck wet with the cleaner you're using. Don't allow the cleaner to dry at this point because you're going to have to scrub the tough areas with a stiff brush or broom. Don't use wire brushes or brooms. The bristles can break off into the wood, cause rust spots, and maybe damage your skin if you step on one.
And splinters.
so I want to avoid those. Allow the cleaner to soak into the wood. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Soaking time is usually no more than 10 minutes, but check the product instructions. Always read the directions of any product you're using, especially the chemical products. Once you feel that the cleaner has soaked in, rinse the deck thoroughly with a garden hose, and again, watch your plants to make sure they're protected. Wash all your equipment with soapy water. Rinse the plastic sheeting with water and remove. The chemicals will go away, obviously, if you do that. The deck should dry for at least 2 days before applying sealer. This is a long, involved process, and you really have to be pretty handy to do this yourself. There are people that will help you restore the decks as well. Plenty of handyman services out there that can do it. But if you're into doing it yourself, check out our show. Go to reachradioshow.com and find this particular segment on this particular show.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps here.
Follow the steps.
So, if you want to check out the website, we'll put those up there so you may take a look at those.
Okay. Take care of your deck.
And again, make sure you wear gloves.
Please.
I've done this job before, and the splinters are no fun. That's absolutely a fact. So, there we go. When we return, George Kester. is here from the Jupiter Light Masonic Lodge, and he has some special information and some results from the golf tournament. Here's an interesting fact. If you owe the bank 100 grand, that's your problem. If you owe the bank 300 grand, that's their problem.
I know made wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. If you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is November the 2nd. We had one set up for October, got canceled because of all the things going on, but November the 2nd at the Reach offices in Palm Beach Lakes Gardens, and that will be from noon to 6 p.m., I believe, at the offices in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Pat, hold on just a second, Pat. Let's get your microphone up there. Go.
Okay. Actually, it is 1 to 7.
1 to 7.
1 to 7, and we anticipate it being quite large because it will be the last one of the year before we go into holidays.
That's
so
right.
Just make certain you're there.
You added extra seats, didn't you?
We've had to do extra seats, yes.
See, I'm telling you, folks, you need to call in early, get your name on the list, get reserved for this event, because it's probably one of the most important events that you'll ever have to attend, especially if you're looking to buy a home for your first time. And we've said this before, but if you haven't heard us say it, this is amazing. HUD considers a first-time home buyer someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So it's like the reset button on the Nintendo game there. You wait 3 years, you reset, and you're a first-time home buyer. And you can take advantage of all the programs that the HUD offers and all the assistance that Reach does to help you get into your first home. And as we said earlier, October the 18th is the Aquin foreclosure event in Broward, Palm Beach. On the 25th, Saturday, is a home ownership event with several nonprofits. That's in the Lake Worth area. We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the next show. That's an event that you really should attend. And November 2nd, like we said, the first-time home buyer workshop. Now, that's a six-hour workshop, so you know you're going to get a lot of important information for that. Reach is your HUD-approved housing counseling agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call Reach today, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember, press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So we've got your back. Don't be afraid to give us a call. Get on that list and get enrolled. All right, our next guest is no stranger to Reach Radio. George Kester and Stacy Rout were on our show a couple of weeks ago telling you about the New Hope Center for Autism and the Jupiter Light Masonic Lodge Charity Golf Tournament. George, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here. One of the main reasons I wanted to come back on is to thank you and to thank Pat. I think you are the executive producer, if I'm not mistaken.
I am.
And responsible for being able to allow us to come on and promote the
the tournament.
How did that tournament go?
Tournament went rather well, Alan. We don't have the final numbers yet, but we raised more than $10,000 for the charity.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's just great.
And on behalf of the Jupiter Masonic Lodge, number 340, Free and Accepted Masons, and the Hope Center for Autism, Pat, we wanted to give you this in appreciation for your allowing us to publicize.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo! Thank you so much.
Now, we know it's radio. We know it's radio. We got it.
Shall I describe it?
Pat,
yes.
Go ahead.
It's a large plaque that says special thanks to Pat Tracy. Thank you for your support. And it's the Jupiter Lighthouse Masonic Lodge 340 FNAM and the Hope Center for Autism 8th Annual Golf for Hope tournament.
That's so a beautiful plaque.
You know what? Thank you so much. It is gorgeous.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're going to put that up on the website so you can actually go up there and take a look at that. You guys do a lot in the name of charity, and Pat, that's just great. Pat allows us to do this. It's the Reach Radio Show, but we cover a lot of charity events and things like that. We know it's boring. Come on, it's real estate. We try to keep it up as much as we can, and it's
a beautiful picture on here too. Is this the golf course? It's gorgeous.
Well, no, it's a golf course.
It's a golf course. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, Pat, you do allow us the opportunity to do that, and George and I are both Masons, and we travel around to a lot of lodges in the district, and believe me, we always announce your name, and we thank you for allowing us to have the time to tell the other folks. We know a lot of Masons listen to the show, and that's okay. We don't have any problems with that. Pay your dues. But George, what do you got coming up on the program there?
Well, I wanted to talk, just like the last time I was here, the Masons kind of get a bad rap from the movies and the History Channel and the like, and we're portrayed it as a secret society to take over the world. Is nothing could be farther from the truth. Mm. We are basically a charity-minded organization. One of the most important things we do is charities, and what's really important is each individual lodge works with charities in the area that the lodge is located in. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, in our lodge in Jupiter, we support the Quantum House, which is St. Mary's. We support the Hope Center for Autism. We make up to 1,500 chicken dinners to go out to support the Project Graduation for Jupiter High School to try to save lives on graduation night.
Right.
We have those things. We also, people don't realize it. If you talk about a Shriner, what do they think about with the Shrine?
The hospital.
The children's hospital.
That's right.
Yeah, well, what people don't realize is because in order to be a Shriner, you first have to be a Mason.
That's right.
And the Masons don't really advertise very much, but we also have a national charity called the Masonic Medical Research Laboratory, also referred to as the Cardiac Research Institute.
Mm-hmm.
It is saving more lives because it helps heart disease.
That's what we do. Pat, any final words? We got about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Wait. We received $25,000 for a client to bring her mortgage current from the Florida Housing. So it was an exciting end of the week.
There you go. That's how it works. Folks, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you spending your Saturday with us. Check out our website, the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where Reach stores all our audio archives. You can listen to any show. A hat tip to all the good folks that join us every Saturday. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1. Tell your friends about the show. We'll send them a hat tip too.
No more, I know play it wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.